USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General's decision to not attend a House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has a fan in Vice President Mike Pence.
Members of the Judiciary Committee, elected members of Congress, ought to be able to do their job and ask the questions, and we fully support the Attorney General's decision not to appear. It's time for Congress to move beyond the controversies of the last 2 years and focus on the kind of things that will create even more good news in our economy, more opportunities for America.
Pence was speaking there on Fox News, and White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the Mueller report during a phone call today. Sanders says the phone call lasted about an hour and did not elaborate on the discussion. She also noted they talked about other topics, including Venezuela and North Korean nuclear negotiations and trade. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The Department of Labor reports the U.S. economy continues to exceed expectations. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Economists forecast that strong gains could be the longest in history. We get the latest report from Cody Parkinson of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 263,000 in April, and the unemployment rate declined to 3.6%. The lowest rate since December 1969. Notable job gains occurred in professional and business services, construction, healthcare, and social assistance.
Prosecutors have filed 40 counts against a semi-driver accused of causing a fiery crash last week on I-70 in Lakewood, Colorado, killing four people. District Attorney Peter Weir says witnesses saw the driver driving recklessly down Lookout Mountain just before the crash occurred.
Mr. Aguilera was observed by a number of citizens swerving through various lanes of the road until he descended I-70 in the right-hand lane of travel.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
There was a lot of reaction on Capitol Hill when Attorney General William Barr did not testify on Thursday. Democratic Congressman from Tennessee, Steve Cohen, took a bucket of chicken to the hearing, although the hearing did not take place. And this caught the ire of Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina.
What this really boils down to is theater. Some of it almost to the level of comedy. And let me give you an example of what I mean. There was a House hearing today, and I'm about to put up a picture that actually was on C-SPAN that actually occurred in a House hearing. You tell me whether or not the chair of that committee is actually serious about this subject when you've got a guy eating fried chicken in place of where they wanted Attorney General Barr to be. This guy didn't even have good enough sense to have Bojangles chicken. Really? I mean, can you honestly say you're serious about this? Or is this like a circus and a political tool because you lost? You wanted the president to be guilty. You wanted to prove that he obstructed. I get that. A lot of it was a political exercise, but the bottom line is, after 675 days, almost $30 million when it's all totaled up, 34 people indicted, including Russians, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses interviewed, 500 search warrants executed, 230 orders for communication records, and 13 requests from foreign countries to provide information. Really? These folks, some of them are prosecutors. They know better.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.